With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is celebrating the passage of his landmark budget package.
On the eve of Independence Day, the president told a crowd in Iowa that there could be no better birthday gift for America.
When Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again.
The president claimed the legislation will turn the U.S. into a rocket ship.
This bill includes the largest tax cut in American history. The largest spending cut in American history.
The package also includes more than $1 trillion in cutbacks to Medicaid, health care, and food stamps. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It weeds out corruption in the Medicaid program. The Supreme Court agrees to examine a case of guys playing on girls' sports teams.
The justices say they'll review lower court rulings in favor of transgender athletes in Idaho and West Virginia. The issue has sparked a nationwide debate as legislative and legal battles are launched. More than two dozen states have enacted laws restricting males who are living as females from participating in certain sports. Some of these laws have been blocked in court. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump visited Iowa Thursday evening, celebrating his victory in the House with his budget bill.
Very simply, the one big, beautiful bill would deliver the strongest border on earth, the strongest economy on earth, the strongest military on earth, and ensure the United States of America will remain the strongest country anywhere on this beautiful planet of ours.
Michigan's oldest resident and the third oldest in the U.S. turns 114 years old today. Miss Benita Gibson credits her longevity to eating potatoes, which she and her husband farmed in Idaho, and staying positive. This year, she plans to celebrate her birthday and America's at a local 4th of July parade. This is SRN News. A warning from Dr. Ben Carson.
The former Republican presidential candidate says the fact that America's political and cultural landscape is chaotic is not a coincidence. During an interview on the Alan Jackson podcast, Carson says spiritual forces are at work, adding, quote, "The Bible says in the latter times this is what's going to happen." He also urges Christians to be about the work of the gospel no matter what's going on in the country, seeking to, quote, "save as many as possible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Will Thomas, a man posing as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves are part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of female athletes. Penn now shows other athletes holding the school's top times, but they do acknowledge Thomas on their website. This is SRN News. Denny's and Waffle House remove egg surcharges.
Denny's and Waffle House have removed surcharges that the two restaurant chains added to their menus when U.S. egg prices spiked earlier in the year. Denny's confirmed on Thursday that it eliminated its surcharge on May 21st. Waffle House said it removed its surcharge on June 2nd in social media posts this week. Both chains put surcharges in place in February as the price of eggs soared. The price of a dozen grade A eggs hit a record high of $6.23 per dozen in March after large outbreaks of bird flu. But egg prices began falling in April as bird flu cases subsided. Keith Peters, Washington.
More floating border wall coming to South Texas. The head of Homeland Security signed a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. More details at srnnews.com.